Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We visit with New England Patriots safety Devin McCourty. Devin is brought to you by Big Y. Good morning, Devin. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Great, thank you. It'll probably be a little warm Sunday. I don't know if you've heard that.
Yeah, that's the usual down in Miami.
You guys have had issues 1-5 in the last six games down there. Any ideas why?
Just getting outplayed. I mean, last year we played well for, most of the game, or I'd say well enough to win. And then we lost the game, really defensively with 7 seconds left. So all through the years where we've lost, you can kind of pinpoint different things that they just outplayed us with. And I thought, they did a better job situational football last year. So, but that's been big for us this week. We talked about that, how we played over the last couple years down in Miami, obviously last year's game, of trying to get that going. And, I think overall, even last year, of how we played on the road and trying to change that up starting this week.
Now, Devin, does your role as a leader and a captain, one of the longest tenured players on the team, does that sort of intensify? Is there more on your plate when Antonio Brown comes in with some of the distractions that there were before, and then this week there's even been more added to that? And obviously all you guys are going to be asked about it. So does that sort of change it all for you?
No, not really. I mean, I think we have a way about here as a team. I think one thing we always talk about is everyone, kind of speaking for themselves. And each player that comes into this building and comes a part of the team, I think they all come with the same expectations as just to do your job. So no matter, where you come from, what happened previously, I think everyone kind of takes the same approach of, you're new here. Let's see what you do and how you help us as a team, not, about where you've been or, what you've come from.
Is that a tough balance as a leader? I know Matthew Slater used the term brotherhood to describe that locker room, and you guys try to be welcoming, but you're also human beings. You know what is being said, what is out there, and you don't necessarily want to vouch for somebody who you really have a very short personal experience with. So is there a balance there as a teammate versus just a human being with questions about this new coworker?
No, I think we're like everyone else. We're all just human beings. And I think just like how you guys come into work today, you got a job to do. You just go do your job. And I think that's what we all doing here. And I think that's, a reason why we are able to build friendships into it. But, we come together on a common goal of playing good football and trying to win. And, I think you kind of build off that to start with. And I think we all kind of do that in our different ways. And that's what's been fun this year about this team, since April, just building, getting to know each other. And now you go out there and you play well week one, and now it's like, what are you going to do week two? And I think we've all been just doing that as a team, just trying to build our relationship and get better as a team on and off the field.
What have you seen from Antonio Brown, the football player, on the practice field this week?
Same things you always see. He's a hard worker. He's been out there trying to get better with all the guys on the team. It's not easy coming to a team, I guess you'd call it week one, after week one, and you're trying to learn and get up to speed with everything, with a bunch of guys that have been going at it since April. But he's been working. He's been trying to learn as much as he can. So it's been fun. The guy's a really good player. We played against him for years. So, seeing him, in our jersey and out there practicing and working hard, it was a good sight to see.
How is he fitting in so far, not just on the field, but inside the locker room?
I mean, I guess good. This is what, Friday? So right. We've all been here just Wednesday and Thursday. So, I think everyone is just, like I said, in the locker room. It's like a lot of locker rooms probably across the NFL laughing, joking, trying to get to know each other.
You mentioned you've obviously played against him. What type of player is he? He seems like he's one of the more versatile receivers in that he can, run deep and catch it deep, or catch it short and take it deep. And, what do you see from him as a safety, sort of a scouting report?
Yeah, I mean, you nailed it. I think that is the biggest thing. He can do everything. So I think for us as players and as a team, hopefully it helps us out. I think we got a lot of good players, got a lot of good things going on. It's all about executing and doing that. And I think that's the key. I think for us right now, we'll try to get everybody together going into Miami, a road game, first one of the year, and try to, like you just said, click on all cylinders and play well and try to complement each other throughout the game.
With a 30-point win in week one against Pittsburgh, there probably weren't a lot of things that you felt were off from a defensive standpoint, but what were a couple of the things you saw that you didn't like Sunday night?
I just think we always got to work on being consistent, whether that's communication, whether that's man-to-man technique and leverage, or that's in the run game or hand placement. We always just talk about making those things more consistent. So, you know, like you said, even though we won, as you watch the film, there's different points where we felt like we could have been better in some of our fundamental things. And then just watching the film and seeing even, you know, plays that didn't maybe get completed or a guy made a good play, we try to watch those things and see if they'll come back. You know, a lot of teams watch film and they try to run the same things other people ran. So we always try to stay on top of that stuff no matter the outcome of the game.
You've seen in back-to-back years defensive coaches from your staff move on to become head coaches elsewhere. And this year it's Brian Flores, who you'll see on Sunday. What are his strengths as a coach?
I think he's a great leader. You know, I got to see him only, you know, from a defensive side. But, you know, I think he really got to know the guys in there and tried to, you know, not only get to know us personally, but also what we like from a football standpoint. I thought, you know, of just trying to operate all on the same page was huge for us. So, you know, for me, I've played under him, you know, specifically as my position coach and then D coordinator. So I was just happy to see the opportunity he got. And, you know, it'll be fun to get a chance to go out there and compete against him on Sunday.
Twice last year, you guys lost on the road to Matt Patricia, Mike Vrabel, and then going back other years to Eric Mangini and other guys with some institutional knowledge of what goes on in Foxborough. Is that an advantage? Is that an issue you need to deal with this week, that Brian Flores is so familiar with you guys?
I mean, I don't know. You know, last year I would say we lost to two of those guys on the road, and then, you know, we lost three more other games on the road. So, you know, I don't know if that was the key to just come from here or just how bad we played on the road. But I think for the most part it comes down to us just playing good football, you know. At the end of the day, you know, they can know a lot, we can know a lot, but it'll come down to who's on the field making the plays and not making the plays. That usually is really, you know, what determines the outcome. And I think that's what we got to focus on, playing well. You know, we went down to Detroit and Tennessee last year, and no matter what knowledge they had, the things that they knew we did well, we didn't do well anyway. So that really determined that to me.
Devin, we appreciate the time. Good luck on Sunday down in Miami.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Devin.
That is New England Patriots safety Devin McCourty.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.